This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about Muslim Democrats and Republicans and their ignorant Idaho detractors. Idaho Congressman Bill Sally and Brian Fisher, head of Idaho Values Alliance, have charged that the election of Keith Ellison, a Muslim congressman from Wisconsin, is contrary to the Christian principles on which this country was founded. Fisher and Sally must have missed the civics lesson in which the concept of representative democracy was traced back to ancient Greece and Rome, and not the New Testament, which advises Christians to suffer silently the oppression of bad government. Fisher and Sally also may not know about the Treaty of Tripoli, whose 11th article begins, "As the United States is in no way founded on the Christian religion." This treaty was sent to the Senate by President George Washington, where it was ratified with no recorded debate, and then signed by incoming President John Adams. In a debate on religious freedom in Virginia, a delegate moved to insert Jesus Christ as the holy author of our religion. Thomas Jefferson reported that the motion lost by a great majority, in proof that they mean to comprehend the Jew, the Gentile, the Christian, the Mohammedan, the Hindu, and infidel of every denomination. Fisher also made the claim that Islamic nations have no freedom of religion, no freedom of speech, no fundamental rights for women, and no freedom for ordinary citizens to choose their leaders. Obviously, Fisher has not been following the news of the July 22nd election in Turkey, where a mildly Islamist Justice and Development Party won 47% of the vote in an election that drew 85% of the eligible voters. The number of Turkish women in the 550-seat parliament doubled to 50, not too far from the 74 women who currently serve in our 535-member Congress. Women have been elected as prime ministers or presidents in Turkey, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia, all Muslim countries. Bangladesh has had two female prime ministers. During his 5 years in office, re-elected Prime Minister Erdogan has led the most successful Turkish government in 50 years. The free market economy has grown 7.3%, and there's been much lower inflation and record foreign investment. Erdogan has reduced corruption and expanded human rights, although the minority Kurds still complain about injustices. The real threat to democracy in most Muslim countries is not radical Islamists, rather it's the military. Over the years, Turkish generals have intervened to preserve the secular ideals of Kemal Atatürk, who founded the Republic of Turkey in 1923, following Greco-Roman ideas, not religious ones. Atatürk's party, the Republican People's Party, which has gradually lost seats to Erdogan's party, has banned Turkish women from wearing Muslim headscarves in public, and they refused to participate in a recent parliamentary vote on Erdogan's candidate for president. The candidate's wife insisted on wearing the headscarf, and Turkish Republicans feared that Erdogan would move in the direction of theocratic Iran. Fisher warns Congressman Ellison that he'd better follow Christian principles, but I'm sure he would rather follow the ancient Republican principles to which liberal democracies and politicians around the world, many representing 650 million Muslims, have been firmly committed for decades. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.